Just gonna stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
It is indeed, and this morning on Who Arted we have internationally acclaimed artists Alfredo and Isabel Aquilizan telling us about their latest exhibition From Pillars to Posts, Project Another Country, currently on at Auckland Art Gallery, Toi O Tamaki. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming up.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
I'll just get you to speak up a little bit. Today, you're a husband and wife team and are currently based in Brisbane with five children, so the press release says. I found that interesting. How do you manage to do art and have five children? That's amazing.
Well, I think it's always been like art and life for Alfredo and ourselves, so it's never been separated. So.
It's just a translation of what we do every day, basically.
Okay, so the current work on at the Auckland Art Gallery talks about the concept of home and belonging around the world. This falls under your new project, another country project?
Oh, it's not actually new. It's been going on for more than a decade now.
Oh, so this is the previous project?
Let me start off by describing or discussing what, explaining what Project Another Country means for us. When Alfredo and I left the Philippines in 2006 and migrated to Australia and Brisbane with our five kids, that's where the start of the Project Another Country started. And it talks about, like we always say, when we go back home to the Philippines and we feel that it's not our home and we're tourists or foreigners, and at the same time if we go back to Australia we feel the same way. And for us, that another country is that middle space, and that's where it is all happening, sort of our comfort zone.
I get you treading kind of the transit connection between the two, and I can't imagine how rough it must be when you go back to where you came from and you feel slight disconnect there and sort of float between the two spaces. So your work on at the art gallery is basic. I haven't seen it yet, but it's a installation of little cardboard houses, partly which have been built by children and participants, which came in and started last week with the school holidays. So some of the houses in there have been built by those kids, and it's all been put up in the north wing of the art gallery. Whereabouts is the north quarter of the art gallery that it's installed?
It's just in the atrium, so it's specifically like for an activity center for the gallery.
So when you walk into the building in the main area from Kitchener Street, you go up the stairs?
Yes. Up the stairs at the mezzanine.
And that's the mezzanine, and the atrium is the one that further up that faces the park?
Yes.
It's a beautiful place to sit and work. So your work explores community, family, relocation and home making, and is part of your ongoing series of site-specific projects that use art making to ignite conversations about what makes up a home, a subject that is, as Rana Davenport, director of the art gallery, says, vitally relevant for Aucklanders today and for the city's future, with 39% of people living in Auckland at the moment having been born overseas. So this is prompted by your own sense of needing to sort of reach out and feel a connection. Do you consider yourself social practice artists or installation artists, or obviously kind of both? Or
Yes, we are. We do a lot of community-based projects. Simply because we just want to create a space, or like a social space for people to come together. And I think that's very important at this time and age, that we need to have some kind of a space wherein we get you know, to connect with each other and start contemplating on what's important. And this is what our work is all about. Bringing people together, creating something, but not necessarily about creating, but just that idea of having them sit together and slow down. I think we need to slow down people now.
Oh, totally. I think there could be a mass move off social media possibly in recent events, and wouldn't that be nice? So we just actually get a bit of space. And one of the nice things about the way that a community project like this works, where you have people sitting down and using tape and cardboard and using their imagination and discussing, is that they are forced to slow down and just have really gentle conversations and positive thoughts about what they would like or envisage their home to be like. Just talking about the actual look of the work, because it looks from the photos quite spectacular. Has anyone come in and built a really massive house?
Some kids did.
They would like mansions.
With slides and things?
Yeah, with slides, with swimming pools and...
Yeah.
But I think it's getting more, sophisticated, wherein when you get to see people what they're doing, you get to do more. And I think that's what we want to... to transmit, which is inspiring each other.
And so has any, the daily workshops that are open for the rest of the school holidays every day from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., is that right? And are they free for the children to come in and do that, or is it?
Oh, yes, everyone is invited to take part and be part of the making, and because everyone's work will be part of a huge project, so I think everyone wants to be part of that.
And can people come in and work for the whole time, or is it an hour and a half each time?
Well, because it's becoming very popular now, so they have to set a bit of time
security control.
Because also we don't have the big space to accommodate everyone.
But they have an option as well they can take it home or leave it behind. So that's a good option.
So someone could potentially go home and make a huge masterpiece and bring
that's
it
right,
in.
Yeah.
I'm liking the sound of this. And how much? Uploading, but installing the new contributions to this cardboard city every day, or is it happening? When is it? When are they being included in the larger work?
Well, it's actually happening now, and as the exhibition continues, actually it will grow, and
it will
change, and it will transform, and I think that's the beauty of this work is, you know, everything, it's because it's interactive, everything can be part of it. So in that process, if you get people to be part of the actual art making in the process, you demystify what art is all about.
Absolutely. And what happens at the end? What happens to all the houses at the end of the work?
Well,
that's a very interesting question.
Well, some of them we retain, and most of them, because these are also about the idea of recycling and the idea of, you know,
temporary settlements as well.
Yeah, and we would like to look at it as these are just temporary and these are just ephemeral works. But I think the most important thing with this project is those memories that, you know, that are being created in the process of the actual making.
Yeah,
and I think that's more permanent for us and for the participants to go back into.
Yeah, and always say that very important, the core of our practice, whatever you see on the final exhibition or the documentation of what had transpired in the space and the relationship forged within the space and the imagined community that has come to bring that life in the work. And the work will really not be there without the community at all, without everyone's contribution. And that's the beauty of what we do.
It sounds just wonderfully beautiful and delightful to look at, and I'm sure it's nice in the workroom as well because the smell of cardboard's actually really yummy. I can't wait to get down there and make myself a mini mansion. I always find it quite soothing, sort of designing houses. It's like planning what you're going to spend, you know, your lotto winnings on or something. Kind of cheers you up. So I highly recommend people, especially with children who are on their holidays at the moment, get down to the Auckland Gallery. Those workshops are on every day from 10:30. Thank you so much for coming in. I do realise that you've run away for an hour rather than like keeping an eye on what's being produced, and who knows what's happened while you've been away down there with those new creations. That's Pillars to Posts project in other country. That's on until the 16th of September, but the last workshop is this Sunday. It's on at Auckland Art Gallery, Toi Otamaki, corner of Kitchener and Wellesley Streets. And that was Alfredo and Isabel Aquilizan. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.